CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. With Democrats preparing for their national convention this week in Chicago, presidential nominee Vice President Harris and running mate Tim Walz will kick off a bus tour this weekend that includes Pennsylvania to tout her just-unveiled plans for the economy. CBS's Christian Benavides has more.
In North Carolina Friday, Vice President Kamala Harris outlined an ambitious economic plan in her first policy speech since jumping into the presidential race.
To start together, we will build what I call an opportunity economy.
On the housing affordability crisis, Harris is calling for the construction of 3 million new homes, proposing a tax break for builders, and giving up to $25,000 in down payment assistance for some first-time home buyers.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected in Israel this weekend, a meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu scheduled for Monday. This, as CBS's Linda Kenyon reports, hopes for a Gaza ceasefire deal may have been revived.
He's cautiously optimistic.
We are closer than we've ever been. I don't want to jinx anything, but as my grandfather said, with the grace of God, good rule of neighbors, a lot of luck, we may have something.
The president was speaking in the Oval Office. While at the State Department, spokesman Vidhan Patel was also upbeat.
What we are focusing on now and what the talks are focusing on is working on the details of the implementation.
The talks in Doha will move to Cairo next week. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Meanwhile, an Israeli airstrike in Gaza has killed at least 18 people, all from the same family. Off the eastern U.S. coast, Hurricane Ernesto slammed into Bermuda this morning, a deadly hurricane, a Category 1 storm. It won't make landfall in the U.S., but senior hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center, Eric Blake, tells us it will make coastal waters dangerous.
This is expected to cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions this weekend into early next week.
Wind gusts have been clocked at 85 miles an hour this morning. The governor of Massachusetts will sign a sweeping maternal health bill into law.
A bill cleared by both legislative chambers in Massachusetts would create a pathway for midwives and lactation consultants to get licenses. It would also encourage the creation of more freestanding birth centers and establish a grant program to address maternal mental health and substance use disorder. The legislation would also expand the statewide universal postpartum home visiting program and mandate that insurers provide coverage for postpartum depression and major depressive disorder screenings for perinatal individuals. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The CDC reports what they call an alarming rise in parvovirus B19, a childhood disease called slap cheek illness. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Packers had their joint practice session. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers squared off in a practice with the Broncos yesterday before their preseason game tomorrow night. Broncos head coach Sean Payton on how his first-round rookie quarterback, Bo Nix, looked against Green Bay's defense.
His decision-making was good. I felt he was comfortable in the pocket. I thought his locations were good. The number one thing to do with quarterback is lead your team.
Packers defensive back Jair Alexander.
I think there's things we could have been better at. But all in all, this is what we do it for. We do it to improve.
Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-3 win over the Guardians. The crew now with a 10-game lead in their division with just 40 regular season games left to play. Christian Yelich with a message to fans after having season-ending back surgery in Milwaukee on Friday.
It sucks. It's terrible, but these things happen. You get hurt, you get fixed, and you get back out there. Try to stay as positive as possible about it. It's going to be for the best. It's a positive short-term, terrible long-term. It's going to be all right.
That's Christian Yelich with Sports on Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of a thunderstorm with a high near 77. For tonight, scattered storms, 65. For Sunday, slight chance of a shower, otherwise mostly sunny, 76. 73 and sunshine for Monday. Tuesday, sunshine and highs in the low 70s. Currently, 69 degrees.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care?
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits.
So With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
I know I'm ready to start my opioids recovery journey because I've got courage, support, and meds. Yeah, meds. See, opioid use disorder is a chronic health condition, kind of like heart disease or diabetes. And now, there are effective meds out there that work to curb the cravings. And when combined with therapy, help me manage my health. I found out that opioid recovery is possible with courage, support, and meds. Learn how medications can help you, too, at doseofrealitywi.gov.
Hi, this is Don Rosen here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrell at chris.morreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah, you lose the soul.
forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of a thunderstorm with a high near 77. For tonight, scattered storms, 65. For Sunday, slight chance of a shower, otherwise mostly sunny, 76. 73 and sunshine for Monday. Tuesday, sunshine and highs in the low 70s. Currently, 69 degrees.
Doesn't that mean anything if I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees? Would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down cry for 100 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave. Can't you hear my heartbeat?
Sail on, silver girl. Sail on.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
I thought I had to quit opioids all on my own, but my doctor set me straight. They told me opioid use disorder is a chronic health condition, just like heart disease or diabetes, that you don't manage with willpower alone. So now I take medications that work to curb the cravings, and when combined with therapy, help me manage my health. I've learned that opioid recovery is possible with courage, support, and meds. Find out how medications can help you too at doseofrealitywi.gov.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah!
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see a line of cars and they are painted black. With flowers and my love hope never to come back.
I see people turn their heads and quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day.
I look inside myself and see my heart is black. My red door, I must have it into the light.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
I see a red door and I want it painted black.
and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or return to 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the life we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Like if she tempts you with a charm. Tell her no, 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 no. The charms.
Tell her no,
oh,
no, no,
oh, no, no, down love and love no, from no, your arms.
No, 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 no,
oh, oh,
no,
oh, 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 down have me now, for her love belongs to me. I know she's a kind of girl who throw my love away, but I still love.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Michael Toscano. Chicago is filling up with Democrats and plenty of others preparing to welcome Vice President Harris as the party's nominee for president. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is there, too.
Thousands of people are coming here to Chicago for the convention set to begin on Monday, but city officials and law enforcement are also preparing for tens of thousands of mostly pro-Palestinian protesters to march in the streets and make their voices heard. Chicago's mayor tells us the city is ready and its visitors should feel safe. The convention opens Monday with a celebration of President Biden. On Tuesday, it's former President Barack Obama. Wednesday, it's former President Bill Clinton and Tim Walz, the vice presidential nominee. Then Thursday is Harris's big night.
As many as 18 Palestinians were killed and dozens wounded in a strike on the Gaza town of Zaida, according to health officials there. Israel is not claiming responsibility for the attack, but has ordered evacuations nearby, citing Hamas rocket fire. Meanwhile, there have been hopes for a possible ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza, as CBS News correspondent Remy Innocenzo reports from Tel Aviv.
President Biden himself gave the positive spin and said, "We are much, much closer than we were 3 years ago." The U.S. also submitted what is called a bridging proposal, which basically are suggestions to find common ground in the gaps that still exist that could lead to what they say is a quick implementation of a deal.
CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Bermuda, now being whipped by Hurricane Ernesto.
It is menacing. It is well-defined. Here's Minister of National Security Michael Weeks.
This storm is probably going to be right on top of us. It's closer than storms have in the past.
Most power in Bermuda is now out. If you're buying or selling a new home, there is a change you're going to have to deal with regarding commissions.
The new rules will affect buyers, sellers, and real estate agents across the board, thanks to a landmark $418 million antitrust settlement. It will now become standard practice to negotiate costs like commissions with agents.
CBS News correspondent Joe Ling Kent. The Supreme Court has put the brakes on a Biden administration rule regarding sex discrimination.
A key part of the new rule that would have protected LGBTQ students against discrimination in several states cannot be enforced by the Biden administration. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson on the U.S. Supreme Court decision.
Those rules that would ban discrimination against them under Title IX will not be applied in states that don't want that new rule.
The court voted 5-4 with conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch joining the three liberal justices in dissent. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Sweden says it has found the first case of a new form of Mpox, previously only seen in Africa. The WHO says Mpox is a global emergency. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
The Packers had their joint practice session. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers squared off in a practice with the Broncos yesterday before their preseason game tomorrow night. Broncos head coach Sean Payton and now his first-round rookie quarterback Bo Nix looked against Green Bay's defense.
His decision-making was good. I felt he was comfortable in the pocket. Thought his locations were good. You know, the number one thing to do with quarterback is lead your team.
Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander.
You know, I think there's things we could have been better at, but all in all, this is what we do it for. We do it to improve.
Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-3 win over the Guardians. The crew now with a 10-game lead in their division with just 40 regular season games left to play. Christian Yelich with a message to fans after having season-ending back surgery in Milwaukee on Friday.
It sucks. It's terrible, but these things happen. You get hurt, you get fixed, and you get back out there.